Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome to Food for the Journey. I say this so often, but there are moments when it really strikes me how rich the Word of God is. Almost sometimes when I pick up my Bible, I feel like I'm holding a beating heart. We are so loved by God, and He so longs to draw us to Himself, but He won't force us because that wouldn't be love. You have a free will. You can make your own choices. But oh, I beg you, open your heart. Make a choice to give yourself to God. Make a choice to say, Lord, I want to be your follower. Eventually, I want to be your disciple. I want to be more your son, your daughter. Teach me, help me, lead me. And then, as I so often have said, give God a half hour every day. Start there. Read the scriptures. Ask God to strengthen you, to help you. And He will do so. He really will do so. Let's take a look at the first reading for today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 27 to 33. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood, that's Jesus, this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles said in reply, we must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him. Do you see how boldly they spoke? When just weeks or days earlier, they had been denying that they knew him at all. Look at the courage. Where does that come from? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in you who have been confirmed, baptized and confirmed. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. His gifts are in you. It's the catechism that teaches us about all those gifts and what they are. And I'll talk about that some on this program in the future. But for the moment, you have life in you, eternal life in you. You have God in you. Do you have the courage to speak the truth like these apostles did? They didn't have the courage before. But when they received the Holy Spirit, they became courageous. We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. Look at the courage just to say it's you who killed him. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. Jesus came to save us. You rejected him and you killed him. They're just saying it outright. They weren't trying to curry any kind of favor here. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Now look at the next verse. When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. Look at the boldness and the courage that wasn't there, I don't know, a day or two before. Look what's there now. Where did that come from? It comes from the Holy Spirit. Psalm 34 tells us the Lord hears the cry of the poor. We can be poor in so many ways, and when we turn to God, He hears our cry. And it's to God that you want to turn first. He may use people to help you, but turn to Him first and say, Lord, here's where I am. This is what I need. I think, would you help me or show me what it is I really need? Please supply. Please help me. That's the way you pray. Just keep praying that way. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Bless the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. Listen to these next verse. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all, the Lord delivers him. If you turn to God, if you ask for help, if you wait upon the Lord, you don't take things into your own hands, God will help you, either through other people or sovereignly and directly. But he will help you. The gospel for today, the gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 31 to 36. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. Notice that God does not ration the gift of his Spirit. He doesn't give somebody a whole lot and somebody else nothing. He doesn't do that. He gives to each of us the Holy Spirit with different gifts to each of us. Do you believe? Have you repented for your sin? Then pray, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Kindle in us, kindle in me the fire of your love. Pray that prayer. Open your heart. Read about the work of the Holy Spirit. Read about the graces of confirmation in the catechism. Read about them. And then ask God, Lord, These gifts are in me, but they're not alive. Why? Because God waits for our free will. We just, I got confirmed last night. I'm all done now. Done with everything. Got the certificate. And then we walk away. When in actuality, receiving the sacrament of confirmation is the beginning of the life of a disciple, a true disciple. Brothers and sisters, God has so much to give us, but he will never force it upon us. God looks for a contrite heart. He looks for a repentant spirit. He looks for someone who has made the decision that, Lord, I want to know you and I want to follow you. That's the kind of thing we need to do over and over again until our hearts are changed. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. If you disobey, but you repent, God wipes the sin away. God's giving you every single opportunity to follow him. Question is, will you do so? Are you willing to reset your coordinates, reset where you're going, and begin to follow a new path? God will lead you. There is a priest, a Polish theologian, Father Peter, who wrote this: believing in the Son, man lives by love. He loves himself or he loves God, but he must always love. O man, God created you for himself. He created you in his image and likeness, but you will be a likeness without the eternal model, a lifeless image. If you do not let yourself be completed by the Creator, if you are not united with him through love, so if you don't, you're lifeless. You may have all the sacraments, but if you're not using them, if you're not calling upon the graces, if you're not activating them, where are you? And Father Peter says here, you're a lifeless image. If you do not let yourself be completed by the Creator, if you are not united with Him through love, come on, brothers and sisters, just ask God, help me, change me. Just keep praying that way many times a day. O man, God has directed your soul with all of its faculties to Himself, to union with Him. He holds all the strings of your heart. You can tear them out, but you will not be able to connect their small ends to anything. Separated from Him, you will be forever empty because God is your truth. You will be eternally at war, for God is your good and your peace. You will be forever in death because God is your life. Who could refuse true life? Who can say that God's love is not the deepest need of our being? How many of you, brothers and sisters, walking around with deep sin, and you've just given up? You've decided, so what? If there's a God, so what? When I die, I die. Nothing matters. Don't fall into that trap. Don't ever fall into that trap. And if you have, just right now in your heart, say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me, because God has life for you. In the Holy Spirit, God has life for you. He wants to activate all those graces, but He needs your decision to do that. He loves you. You are loved. Choose Him. Choose Him. Father Peter says, God has tried to mortify your self-centered pride in its various forms precisely in order to pour His love into you and so make you His child. If you have not yet given Him your heart once and for all, it's because you think that your heart is strong today. Yet it is not well. Your heart is not well without Him. It seeks, sometimes not knowing what, but it seeks Him. If you seek Him, you will find Him. No matter what your sin, no matter the darkness of your heart, if you make a decision today to say, Lord, I want to know You. I want to know life with You, however you want to say that. And then just suggestion, but every few hours say, Lord, I really do want to draw closer to You, but I don't know how to do it. I've been away from You too long. I'm too much in sin. God will lead you. He really will lead you, brothers and sisters. God wants you to know His love. He wants you to know His peace. He wants you to know hope. He wants you to know that your God is with you. No matter how many times you might have rejected Him, He's right with you right now. And He longs to enter your life. He simply needs you to repent for the past. Just say, I'm sorry, Lord, and open your heart to Him. May God abundantly bless you and all of us. To order my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, call 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, where you can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.